According to the EPA, Americans produced about 250 million tons of trash in 2010, or about 4.3 pounds of waste per person per day. In Bloomington, eco-conscious designers and artists are coming together to reduce those numbers and create something beautiful in the process. The third annual Trash and Refashion Show is a showcase of garments made from recycled items of all sorts. Annie Corrigan learns more about the event from three of the designers.
This is the second year Linda Hannock will be designing garments for the Trash and Refashion Show. Her outfit last year was made out of dryer sheets. This year, it's coffee bean bags and peacock feathers.
And then the belt is made from duct tape, everyday duct tape. So I always have things like that on hand. So, you know, it's great to just go into my mudroom and find things.
The idea for the outfit came out of her friendship with her model, Rachel Jones. She wanted to construct a dress for her to tango in.
Well, I don't know what the real title is, but it's basically Midnight Latte Tango. You know? So, yeah, you can see inside. I mean, it's not pretty, but this is trashing. You know?
Exactly, right? That's the whole point, right?
That's the whole point.
The juried show is made up of two categories: trashing, creatively turning discarded items into fashion, and refashion, modifying existing clothing into something more fashionable. Designers must use 90% recycled materials in their garments. And as the show's producer, Jean Limecooler, says, designers always get creative.
Let's see, we've had a lot of different plastics, trash bags, grocery bags. We had toaster pastry wrappers, the silver bags that those come in. Let's see, I've worked with microfilm, and this year I'm working with diving wetsuits.
She picked up the used wetsuits from a local diving store. Along with some smashed bottle caps and curtains from Goodwill, she's creating garments that look like something out of a post-apocalyptic water world. When designers ask her where they should source their materials, she tells them to look around their house.
It's amazing how much stuff we get rid of and we don't really think about, you know, that we're sending it off to the Goodwill or we're putting it in the recycling or even throwing it out. But there's a lot of materials that we just have no longer have a use for and can be really interesting in another form.
So, you know, one of the things that's so obvious is that we've got all this stuff that we consider to be trash, but we pay people lots of money to design it, and we put a lot of money into the packaging, then we just toss all this out.
That's artist David Ebbinghaus. He'll be showing several garments in this year's show, one of which he'll be modeling himself. For him, the dumpster couture mentality is just a way of life.
Like what I'm wearing today, see these shoes? From the dumpster. The pants, Guess jeans, in the dumpster. The shirt, Chipotle. Someone quit from Chipotle, they threw their shirt in the dumpster. The hat, I bought. If I could find a nice hat like this in a dumpster, I'd be heaven on earth.
He didn't have to reimagine his work to participate in Trash and Refashion. He's been stockpiling discarded items and making art out of them for 20 years. Some of his most fruitful dumpster diving trips have come after basketball and football games, when he collected the bags of empty beer cans. All it took was an extra turn of the wrist to remove the pop tops before he recycled the cans. The result is a series of necklaces made out of several hundred interlinked pop-tops.
And it costs zero other than the time it took to link it together.
Green fashion is also making waves in the place where glamour is king, Hollywood. In 2010, Livia Firth, wife of actor Colin Firth, founded the Green Carpet Challenge, which encourages designers to create environmentally conscious award season garments. So far, the challenge has been accepted by the likes of Julianne Moore, Meryl Streep, and Kenneth Branagh. It's because of exposure like this that Limecooler believes trashin' is a movement on the rise.
You know, I think a lot of people do think it's just a fun event and you can make some crazy art outfits out of it. But it's you know, also becoming trendy to have greener clothing, which as soon as that becomes trendy, then it can, you know, really permeate the market.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
The Trash and Refashion Show takes place on Earth Day, April the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. It's a fundraiser for the Center for Sustainable Living. Watch highlights from last year's show and see photos of Linda Hannock's designs on our website, wfiu.org/arts.